Today marks the 54th anniversary of Ghana's attainment of republican status. On 1st July 1960, Ghana cut its political umbilical cord from Britain to enable her first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, to gain full executive powers. By that, the Queen of England ceased to be head of state of Ghana. Rosemary Gazy takes us back to early days of the First Republic and finds out how far Ghana has lived her republican status.
The song Ghana Nya Republic by F. Michael's Guitar Band calls to memory Ghana's declaration as a republican state on 1st July 1960, when Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah was elevated from the prime minister position to that of president for life. He believed that Ghana should lead the effort to free Africa from the shackles of Western colonialism and envisioned a union of independent African states that would command respect in the world.
Countrymen, today the Republic of Ghana is born, and with its birth, Convention, People's Party and the government have successfully brought our country to the end of its struggle for freedom. The tribulations through which some of us pass, the discouragement and towering difficulties ending in imprisonment and suffering, the scorn of some of our own people, and the violence which ensued as a result of a last-minute attempt by our detractors to defeat the achievement of our objective. All this is now history as we look on the revolution which had just ended with the passing of yesterday.
A state dinner was held at the then Ambassador Hotel in honor of President Nkrumah. It also marked the departure of Lord Listowel as Ghana's last Governor General.
I respectfully congratulate you, Prime Minister, on your own invaluable personal contribution to friendship and understanding between Ghana and the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Whatever little I have been able to achieve during my time here has been due to the unfailing kindness I have received from everyone, to the Prime Minister and all his cabinet colleagues, many of whom I am glad to see here this evening.
To better appreciate Ghana's remarkable past, I visited former diplomat and educationist KB Asante at his residence here in Accra, where his teaching ability was at play.
A republican state is a country which is headed by a president who is elected. That is, the people directly elect their leader as president. It is different from that of a monarchy, whereby the son or daughter of the president or leader becomes when the mother dies or father dies.
Personally, where were you and how was the feeling like on 1st July 1960?
Oh, I was in the president's office. It was just like an ordinary day.
Would you say Ghana has lived her republican status?
Oh yes, we have done reasonably well. We have learned very quickly, and now we have reasonably democratic society.
How significant is the celebration of this Republic Day in present-day Ghana?
Oh, it is significant in that it underlines the fact that we are masters of our own destiny. This is a time, in my view, to underline the sovereignty of the state and to realize that neither Britain nor any of the international organizations, World Bank, IMF and so on, have a ruling stake in Ghana.
But do you think there's anything at stake for the Ghanaian youth to take advantage of as far as marking the day is concerned?
Oh yes, if it is made an occasion to remember what has happened before independence, at independence, our self-reliant policies, self-confidence and the dreams we had of Ghana. And then we ask ourselves, what has happened now? Have we really those aspirations? And we'll find that there's a lot which went astray. We ask ourselves, what did they all think when these things were happening and what really went wrong?
What would you suggest to state actors or recommend that they do to facilitate Ghana's forward goals?
I think we should first step back into history. Find out what happened in the past, why these things happened, and what was the vision of our founding father and the people. To me, what has gone wrong is our lack of self-confidence and self-reliance. We don't seem to have the same self-confidence that we had in the past.
The veterans have spoken, but does it mean anything to the Ghanaian youth? I hit the streets of Accra to find out what they know about Republic Day.
Independence, Republic, I don't really know the difference.
I only heard about the celebrations of Republic Day. It's a holiday, so we don't go to school.
Republic Day is on 5 July, and I know it's a holiday.
I have heard about Republic Day. I know it's 1st July. But the fact is, I don't know the difference between the Republic Day and the Independence Day.
Republic Day is a free day for everybody. Have fun, enjoy ourselves, enjoy our country.
1st of July 1960 came after beginning, but I don't actually know its essence.
The day when Ghana had freedom or independence, let me say, from their own colonial rules, and they have their own way of governing themselves from the colonials.
I don't really know what the Republic Day means to me.
Arise, Ghana youth, for your country. The nation demands your devotion. Let us all unite to uphold her and make her great and strong.
In all these, what is the way forward for Ghana? Let's hear the first president speak.
Our plan, therefore, must be to build up industries and to diversify and mechanize our agriculture. And we must do this with the utmost speed. The pace at which the world travels today is so fast that no loafer nations can survive the rate of change. We must fight relentlessly to uproot backward conceptions and negative phenomena in order to eliminate waste, extravagance, bureaucracy, laziness, and similar manifestations harmful to our community. We must eliminate illiteracy completely from our midst so that the ordinary man and woman may be well fed, well clothed, and well housed. I'm sure that you all tighten your belts and seize this glorious opportunity for service to Ghana in the final assault on the bastions of want, disease, poverty, degradation, dignity.
Indeed, the great heroes and heroines have done their part in serving Mother Ghana, and it is time for the new generation to continue from where they left off. This is Rosemary Gazy reporting for Radio Ghana.